I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at home to Horsham. Stuart, the chances we created today, were we unlucky, or at the moment, after 3 defeats in 4, are we simply not good enough?
I'm going to say at the moment we're not good enough, because I think that's being honest. Because if you concede sloppy goals like the first goal we conceded today, and if you don't take the chances, then there have to be elements of the team that are not good enough. I'll add to that, James Rose has been through an operation in the summer. He's missed a bit of pre-season training, and he is not himself at the moment. And I think on another day, James would come out of today with a hat-trick and the ball, and we'd have a comfortable win. There are obviously things not right, but we could have that game dead and buried in the first 10 minutes because we created great chances. They're tap-ins. Am I being a bit... I'm trying to think of the word, but am I being a bit too... rosy, if you like, looking at rosy? But I mean, we should have won the game. It's as simple as that. We should have won. Even gifting them a goal. I mean, they didn't have to work for the goal. Even gifting them a goal. Even going down to 10 men again. This is the most frustrating experience I've ever had in football at this point in time. Because we should be 9 points, something like that, from the first 4 games of the season. And here we are, 3, probably in the bottom 4. It's a long road. But I'm telling you, we are going to work hard. And we're going to keep making chances, and I think we'll turn the corner. We have to turn the corner.
You mentioned going down to 10 men again for the third time in 4 games. The Martin Lee red card, to me it looks very harsh, but there was little protest from the players when he went off. What was he actually sent off for, and what was your take on it?
What happened, and the reason that he was sent off, was the number 2, their number 2, was winding Martin up for the previous 5 minutes. The immediate tackle before the tackle that Martin was sent off, Martin let him win it, which clever players do, because he knocks it out for a throw-in. But the 2 got up and called him a little prick. Immediately from that, Martin's gone in just a little bit late. The referee heard what went on before, sees it as effectively retaliation, and he gave him a straight red. It will probably mean 3 games for Martin. Where are the other boys? Because of the types of sending off, it's less than that. Martin's apologised. He's not happy with himself at all for it. It's for his experience. It's just stupid.
Do you take any positives from today's game?
We're creating lots of chances, but that's just making me more frustrated. As a supporter, it must be hell to watch at the moment, because we just look as if there isn't enough desire to win the game. I don't know the count, but it must be double figures today chances. And we got 1 goal. It's just not good enough. What chances? You know, they had 2 or 3 shots from outside the box, but in real terms, they worked themselves 1 chance and got a goal. We gifted them the first goal.
And we've talked the last couple of games about a striker being your main priority. Personally, I thought the midfield was where we lost it today. I thought we were slightly lightweight in midfield.
I made a mistake today, right? John Cope got injured in the warm up, and added to that, Scott Corbett had a little bit of flu, because the flu's going around the dressing room. But I trusted the players. They both said they were ready to play, and I think we were weak in that area. So from my own point of view, you have to look at these things. I've said to the players that they cannot be like that. If they're going to give me the honest performance, they have to tell me they're not fit. They cannot say I'm fit and then produce what they produced there in the midfield area. Having said that, we broke on them like for fun. We should have scored goals. And I'm going back to the very, very first point. On today's performance, there's enough good things, but there's not enough quality to win in the game, to finish the game off. That's what we're looking at.
Sorry, you mentioned when we spoke on Saturday you were going to be speaking to a striker today. Yeah. Is there any news on that you can tell us?
I don't know yet if he's been here or not, because I've been so busy talking to the players. But the striker I spoke to, and I spoke to Margate's manager, gave me permission to speak to, was Manny Omoyeni. I put a ticket on the gate. I don't even know if he's been here. He's not made himself known to me, but maybe he's watched that and thought we're not good enough for him. He's got a bit of pedigree, so I don't know the answer to that at this point in time.
There was another former Case player, Mazin Ahmed, was in the stand today. Yeah. Should we read anything into that?
Maz would like to rejoin us, but again, like Charlie Side and Danny Ward, who are not here, his financial demands are a little bit above what my budget is at this very point in time. We'll see what we can do. we'll see what we can do. I rate Maz, he's an exciting player, he can score goals, which we're missing. So it may be that I have to let one go to free up a little bit extra cash to bring Maz in. We'll see what we can do.
Looking ahead to the weekend, first game in the FA Cup against Pagham at home, any thoughts in your mind as who might start, who might make way from today's game?
I think Tommy Moorhouse will have to start. Obviously Luke's suspension's there, so Steve Windegaard will have to start. We'll see what we're like in training on Thursday, but James Rose for me is the key. If James Rose suddenly clicks into gear, I think we're going to win games. That, you know, I've talked about bringing in another striker, but that has definitely kicked Tony Reid into gear. Tony performed well today, but James is just off the pace. You know, people saying a yard off the pace, but at times he's even off the pace in aggression terms, because the ball's up there to be won, instead of going for it he's stepping off and letting somebody else, little guys, come in and do his job. If I can see it, everybody must see it. But what I will add to that is James Rose will turn this season for us. I'm convinced when he's right we will suddenly win games. Yeah. James came to the club last year in November and we kicked on because of his goals and his forward contribution. It won't take us till then to get him right. And I think that is the big thing that's missing. If you take the ball that came into the box, I don't know, 5 minutes gone, Martin took a quick free kick, Lodgy's there, he's put the perfect ball in, it's a tap in. James wasn't even watching. He wasn't even watching the play. And goals make the game easier for everybody else. Keeps them in it. And, you know, I could go on and on. I'm so frustrated at the moment.